Tim Corbin, head coach of Vanderbilt Baseball. Tim, first of all, welcome back to the show. And yesterday, you and your team, you find out for the second straight year, you're headed to Clemson for the Clemson Regional. It is what it is. Are you ready to go?
Well, we're ready to go for sure. A little bit of familiarity and a little bit of a surprise, to be honest with you. But at the same time, it doesn't matter. We knew we were going somewhere, and now that we're about 5 hours away, it's fine. It's convenient. Allows some of our fans to get over there as well.
In fact, when you look at the seeds 1, 2, and 3, it's identical as far as last year is concerned. The only difference, Morehead State in the regional this year, representing the Ohio Valley Conference, a surprise winner of the OVC tournament over the weekend. Tennessee Tech, a team that you're familiar with, your squad faced earlier this year. They're the second team from the OVC. But Clemson, all paths still go through Clemson at the end, correct?
Well, I mean, the tournament's there. I think, you know, for us, Johnny, it's always been, you know, it's a St. John's regional. I mean, it only becomes a regional of other teams once they get involved with you. But you have to play one game at a time. And we certainly have a tough opponent. We played them last year. But as I told the kids, they're different. We're different. You know, the names are the same, with the exception of Morehead State. But outside of that, everyone's changed, so it's a completely different configuration in my mind, and should be for the kids as well. And you take a Morehead State team, I'll tell you, any team that beats Tennessee Tech is doing something. They had to beat them twice down towards the end, too, and that's not a tough – I mean, that's a very difficult proposition. So they can hit. I'm very familiar with some of their players, too, so that's another very good team. So it makes for a very good regional.
You start things off on Friday morning, 11 o'clock Central Time start against St. John's, a team 39-15, 24 games above 500 this year. Mentioned Clemson being the host for the regional, 45-14 coming out of the ACC. But the biggest thing that stood out for me with this, you along with 9 other teams from the SEC, a number of 10 of the 14 teams getting their ticket punched as far as the NCAA tournament is concerned. And put that in proper perspective, you take the second best conferences, the ACC and the Big 12 for that matter, they had a combined 11. So the SEC just one team short of matching what the next two conferences were able to produce.
Well, I mean, it just speaks to the quality of teams. And you go beyond 10. I mean, we played a Kentucky team at the end that we really had to play well in order to give ourselves a chance at a regional and put ourselves in a good seed in the SEC tournament, which I think at the end, even though we lost, was very important, obviously. And then you see Kentucky on selection day get left out. And to be honest with you, Johnny, and I know we spoke about them, when we got back from Houston, I said, that's a College World Series team, and I certainly feel like they are. They had 3 quality pitchers they could hit, 1 through 9 through the lineup. And for them to be left out is just tough because, you know, they're one of the first 30 teams. Now, in saying that, the selection committee's got a very difficult thing to do, and it always comes down to 62, 63, 64, 65, those
right
teams that are on the fringe. Arizona was a good team. North Carolina Greensboro, who's in the Clemson Regional last year, is a good team. So you're going to leave someone out. That's just the way it is. But I look at Kentucky and I go, there's no way you'd want to face them in a regional because they're too strong. So it's just tough. It just goes to show you how important these games are at any time through the year, but particularly at the end.
Tim, we go back to last week. You get eliminated on Tuesday, the opening day of the SEC tournament. So from a pros and cons standpoint, from a pro standpoint, you get everybody in place how you want to approach the regional, in this case the Clemson regional. Everybody is rested from that standpoint. But from the con standpoint, the fact that you go from Tuesday of last week to now coming up this Friday, June 1st, with that, what's the advantages and disadvantages in the situation you're in?
Well, I can only look at the advantages because the disadvantage is not playing in that tournament. We wanted to play in that tournament a while. You're a team like LSU that ends up playing 6 times, and is that a lot of games? Well, it is a lot of games. It's tough to get through the SEC tournament and play 6 games in 1 week. But at the end of it, it does make you better if you can recover. So from our advantage standpoint, you got to look at recovery because We come back, we give the guys a couple days off, and then we kind of design our own schedule so that we can play one another, face our pitching. Pitchers can face the hitters, but at the same time, we take the amount of volume away from the guys. Is it beneficial? You know, we'll see. It was to some degree last year because we were in a very similar situation. We lost the first game, came back, did the same thing, and then won a regional in Clemson. And then 2014, we got 10 runs and came limping back here, and we put together a nice schedule playing one another, and then, you know, we went on and won the whole thing. So, it comes down to mindset. You know, it's how the kids feel about themselves, whether they've retained their confidence, whether they got confidence, whether they can be loose. If you get into that environment, you're confident, and you play loose, you got a good chance of success, and that's what we're hoping.
How do you remind them of the recent successes? Because one of the things that we've noticed over the last 3 weeks of play was the continued improvement, especially with your bullpen. What type of things do you do from a friendly reminder standpoint leading into this game, first game against St. John's on Friday?
Well, just explain to them, and I've already done that, is just talk about what got them into this position. I mean, they had to play good baseball to get themselves into this position, so they can't forget about that. And I don't think they have. I think they're confident in their abilities. But what we've also talked about, you and I, through the year, is just getting through the conference. You get dinged up enough where sometimes you have a false perspective of who you are, when in essence you're a good team, but the outcomes don't show you that. And I think it's tough to see growth. You know, it's tough to see growth when your growth patterns are exhibited on the scoreboard. You know, you came back from Auburn and you'd have to say to yourself, well, what growth did we have at Auburn? Well, you know, I don't know, but there probably was some, even though we lost three games, and we lost three games handily, but it was how we responded to that situation after that where you'd have to say there was some growing moments in order for us to experience some success. So I think it's just trying to keep your head above water. And as I mentioned, when we get out of that tournament, just get the heck out of it. You know, just get the heck out of the SEC, get on to someone else, put your eyes on someone else. And now, you know, you take a deep breath and say, all right, let's go forward. Because at this point right now, everyone's 0-0. It doesn't matter what you did in the regular season. It means absolutely nothing. So what matters now is how you play going forward.
But, you know, from the confidence standpoint, we go back to the fact that your squad played the fourth toughest schedule in all of college baseball, 17 wins against top 25 competition. And the fact that you look at your non-conference portion of your schedule and your team had success outside the conference as well, that has to be huge for your team as far as a confidence standpoint.
Well, I think so. We faced good competition. We've gone through, you know, a meat grinder in a lot of different ways. You know, early in the season, go to Houston, you go to California. We took on some pretty big heavyweights. And it just goes to show you the amount of teams that play quality baseball that aren't in this 64-team tournament. And, you know, like in Arizona, like a Kentucky, like a UNC Greensboro, and you just say to yourself, holy cow, Louisiana Lafayette. I look back at them, that was a pretty good team. But Long Beach State, we lost to them. But you have to remind yourself that you, as a club, put yourself in position to be in this because of your body of work throughout the year. And when you look at our body of work and how we did it and how we went about it, I'm proud of the kids. That's 13th straight year we've pulled this off, and that, you know, we're third in the country in consecutive postseason appearances, first in the SEC, which is really saying something, because there have been a lot of good teams in this conference that have got dinged up on certain years that haven't had any postseason experience, and we feel like we're the fortunate ones.
You know, we look to this weekend. In fact, when you think about the opening week of the NCAA tournament, the weekend as far as super regionals, even the first game, if you're fortunate enough to make it to the College World Series, everything comes into play where the next game is important, because you and I have discussed this in recent years as well, the importance of winning the first game in any of these type of weekend plays.
Well, it is. It's important for sure. I mean, we've been through the regional now where we've won it in three, we've won it in four, we've won it in five. So, yeah, I mean, you'd love to just do it categorically and win it outright, but that doesn't always happen that way. So you just have to treat each game for what it is, and that it's its own individual tournament. Nothing nothing less, nothing more. You just have to really focus in on that game, because one game really makes a difference. If it happens to be the first one, fine. But then you're going into the second game, and you just got to move through that one too. So we've done it in numerous ways, and we just want to bring a very confident and powerful team to Clemson with us.
What has it been like for the last week since your team last played, as far as getting some rest, but also starting mentally to prepare and physically getting ready for this regional?
It's been good. I mean, it's pretty much businesslike. We got back on the field Friday night after we took a couple days off, and then we worked out through the weekend in scrimmage, took Monday off except lifting weights, and then we got back at it again this morning. Had a really good workout this morning, beat the rain a little bit, then work out tomorrow morning before we get on the bus and head to Clemson, and then work out on Clemson on Thursday. But we've been good. I think all I ask of the guys is that they're very attentive to the small things that we're doing, because the small things are going to make the difference. They really are. In these close ball games where there's pitching and defense, it is the small things. I think, you know, when you're scrimmaging one another, it's difficult because you've already gone through the season, and it's not the same as facing outside competition. But at the same time, it's there to make you better, and I felt the kids did a good job of engaging themselves.
Knowing that your start time is, just after 12 o'clock Eastern time on Friday for this first game, when do you start adjusting your schedule to get them on that type of schedule as far as for game one?
Tomorrow night, we'll eat as a team, and then we'll, try to get in bed early. I mean, it feels like we've done this every year, though. You know, we did it last year. We played the 12 o'clock game, and I think we have become the SEC opener. I mean, we've done it for 5 consecutive years. We played that game at 9:30, which means, you got to be up at 5. You're eating breakfast at 6:30. You're leaving the hotel at 7 o'clock. You're preparing at 7:30. I mean, there's no other experience that we have throughout the year that gives you that outside of the SEC tournament. So in a lot of ways, that's a good experience. But we're used to playing early, and we've trained that way throughout the year too at certain points. So that's okay. We get it over with. I like that, and I think the kids do at the end.
Tim, any adjustments as far as starting pitching and the way you approach games one, two, even three for that matter?
No, we're just going to match up, though. I think we're going to throw Drake in game one, and then after that we'll just kind of see who we've got. It becomes a matchup situation, and you get the mystery opponent after game one. So it's now a St. John's regional. We take care of that and then move to game two, and you spend some time watching your opponents because it could be either one, and then you move forward with that. But all hands on deck for game one, because there is no game two unless there's a game one.
Before I let you go, I hear the smile in your voice. What does this week mean to you as a coach?
It's Christmas. It means baseball Christmas. It's an opportunity to play. We don't take it for granted. It's really tough to get to this thing. And even though they include 64, it's very tough to be one of those 64. So I'm just happy for the guys. I'm happy that they put themselves in a position where they could play in this thing. And to finish sixth in the league, we always have high goals of trying to be the, win an SEC title. But I think when it's all said and done, what matters most is the opportunity to play for a national championship. And it all starts with a regional, then a super regional, then forward. We've done this before. There's a path to it. And we just have to stay very moment driven in terms of what we want to accomplish. And that's playing good baseball in game one.
Tim, as always, proud of you, proud of what your team has accomplished to this point, and I can't thank you enough for you taking time out week in and week out to join me on the show. Best of luck starting on Friday, and please be safe in your travels.
I really appreciate it, Johnny. Thanks so much.
You too, buddy.